John Humphreys and Lowell Holtz each tout their experiences working in rural, urban, and suburban school districts as they campaign to be Wisconsin's next school superintendent. And each says his leadership would be a more conservative alternative to two-term incumbent Tony Evers. Humphreys has rolled out ideas in press conferences across the state that he says appeal to a bipartisan coalition of supporters.
The first part's about accountability. The second part is about being careful with our resources. And then the third part, empowering local parents and educators.
Under that umbrella, Humphreys is proposing new school report cards, creating a state board of education, and letting parents at the state's lowest performing, high poverty public schools choose new leadership teams. The ideas have gotten him financial backing from the Metro Milwaukee Association of Commerce. The second challenger, Holtz, argues he's the only true conservative in the race and has gotten financial support from county Republican and Tea Party groups.
One of my first items on the platform is restoring safety and discipline to all schools. I really believe in local control. And then last but not least, I think it's really important that we empower teachers to do what they do best, which is teach.
Holtz favors scrapping the state's teacher evaluation system and a database to track student progress from preschool to high school. But the two are hardly teaming up against incumbent Evers. This week, Humphreys accused Holtz of proposing one guarantee the other a job in exchange for dropping out of the race. Holtz countered the two met only to discuss possible cooperation at the behest of unnamed state business leaders. There are places, though, where their views overlap. Both support expanding private school vouchers and letting local leaders decide what students should be learning. Humphreys says Evers unilaterally tied Wisconsin to using the Common Core standards, guidelines for learning in each grade adopted by more than 40 states.
He made the decision to adopt the Common Core for the entire state. And even the legislature at one point wanted to intervene and create a board to oversee that implementation.
And each points to Wisconsin's achievement gap between black and white students, the largest in the nation, as another reason to replace Evers. Holtz says closing that gap takes setting high standards and supporting all students.
And I don't use this term lightly. The Department of Public Instruction has turned their back on our kids of color, and that's the very epitome of institutionalized racism.
Evers dismisses their critiques. He says each school district adopted the Common Core and that student achievement has made progress since he entered office in 2009.
We've increased expectations for kids at the and at the same time been able to keep our achievement level and slowly increasing. I certainly would like to have it increase more.
In his next term, Evers says he'd push for more state funding for schools, support for students' mental health, and a prescription for boosting student performance that moves outside school walls.
What, as a state, we have to do is be partners with struggling school districts, engage the community, but also recognize that this is more than a school issue. This is a community issue and this is a state issue, whether it's around race or poverty. We have to address a lot of those things simultaneously.
Evers' financial backers include the state's teacher and administrators' unions, but he doesn't buy that voters think of schools in partisan terms. He says Governor Scott Walker's proposed budget adopts many of Evers' own ideas, and bipartisan support swept him into office in the last two races.
You can't win 69 out of 72 counties without having some Republicans voting for you.
The top two vote-getters in Tuesday's primary will face off in the general election on April 4th. Kyla Calvert-Mason, Wisconsin Public Radio.